This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. After state legislators scolded Planned Parenthood for not being present at the first state hearings investigating its sales of abortion specimens, pro-life advocates are speculating on reasons why Planned Parenthood would not show up. Chief among those reasons is that there are more videos to be released, and state officials may have been given access to videos not yet publicly released. Texas legislators say they want to assess the current situation, and if fetal tissue is being sold, they want to put a swift and decisive stop to it. The fast track for a Senate bill to entirely defund Planned Parenthood federally will come to a vote the first week in August. The bill not only stops support of the abortion giant, but will send the money to agencies that provide for critical needs in women's health services. This is Life News Radio. In the story of the Gentile woman begging for her daughter's healing, Jesus tells us that healing is the bread that belongs to his children. Healing is as much a part of Christian salvation as water is part of human life. One is essential to the other. Discover the healing retreats of the John Paul II Healing Center on the web. One retreat is coming to Seattle this August. I'll be there. To register or to bring a retreat to your community, find on the web the John Paul II Healing Center. After last week being caught on video in the abortion specimen scandal, a Denver Planned Parenthood may be in another kind of hot water with regulators. Abortion workers allegedly ignored clear signs of sexual abuse of a 13-year-old, parents were not notified of her abortion, and they returned her to the custody of her sexual predator, who allegedly continued his crimes against her. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.